The content of this episode should not be confused with treatment advice or direction given from a mental health professional. Nothing contained in this podcast was made or intended to supplement or supersede relations with mental health providers or treatment. While Jeremy Levitt is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a mental health provider in this podcast. The same is considered for any professional that may appear on the show. Their views are solely their own and do not reflect any company or profession they may represent.
Welcome to Mind the Gap, where teens have a voice and parents learn to listen to that voice. Here we will talk with teens about their everyday challenges and accomplishments and learn what they are facing daily and what their needs are. As parents, we will learn valuable skills from a licensed marriage and family therapist on how to be aware of the gap in communication and close that gap. Welcome to Mind the Gap.
Okay, guys, welcome to Mind the Gap. We're here with the same four as last time. We have Caden.
What's up, everyone?
Audrey.
Hey, guys.
And Clara.
How's it going?
And then, as always, Jeremy and Mom.
Hey.
Her real name's Sherry Anderson.
That actually sounded really weird coming out of your mouth.
Sherry Anderson.
Yeah. Are you Sherry?
Yeah. Get over here, Sherry. Yeah, that'd be funny.
So I have a question for you guys, because I work with a lot of parents and teenagers in my office. And one thing that comes up pretty consistently is parents and teenagers arguing, we'll call it negotiating, some boundaries that have been set in the relationship. And the one that comes up probably, I would say if it's not the most often, it's in the top three, is curfew. So I'm interested in your guys' perceptions of curfews, because for the most part, when I'm working with kids, they understand why curfews are there. Some of them do not. But the parents who do a good job, hint, hint, parents, are the ones that have explained to the kids in a way that they understand why the curfew's in place, okay? So there are the kids that don't get it, like, why do I have a curfew? But their parents haven't explained it to them. So I'm interested in your guys' perspectives.
So my idea on curfews is, at least this is what I think about the curfew that I have and what my parents set up, is that I'll always come home before 12. If they don't set one up, then I just know, I'm like, I just have to be home before 12. But every once in a while,
that's
like the general curfew. But then sometimes they'll text me and they'll be like, come home now. And I'm like, okay, I'll come home. But sometimes I get annoyed because sometimes it's like really surprisingly early. I'm like, why is it 10:30 tonight?
Yeah, sometimes you get like a 10:30, oh, I have to leave and we're all still hanging out, you know?
Yeah. So my best friend, she has pretty strict parents. And her curfew, it's always been 10, which is early, I think, because people start hanging out at 8. And then it's like only 2 hours of hanging out. I don't know. And sometimes my parents are like, okay, come home at 10, just like Bella. And I'm like, nah, I don't really want to. But for the most part, I come home before 12 every night and it's good. Just sometimes it's annoying when they just randomly change it.
Do you ever challenge it when they say, hey, it's 10 o'clock, be home?
Yeah, sometimes I am like, oh, I gotta give so many people rides home, so it's gonna be a little later, which is sometimes true, but because sometimes it's just out of the blue, and I'm like, I can't just leave. I'm like, hey guys, just gotta go randomly, and they're like, what? We were just hanging out, like you just got here. I don't know. So, for the most part, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think my curfew 11, it's like a fine curfew. It's kind of like the general curfew. I feel like when you could start to drive, curfews change a little bit also.
Should be earlier. I don't want Luke driving past 11.
What was Austin's curfew when he was a senior?
11.
His was really 11? Oh, wow.
Curfew is actually not 12, maybe.
Did you have a sit-down conversation with your parents, Clara?
No. I have no idea. Some of the times when I have to come home at 10:30, I have no idea why. Because I come home and they're just doing their own thing. Like, they don't even notice I'm home. And I'm like, I really could have just been, like, still out, and they wouldn't even know if I came home at curfew or not. Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, right. I think some of the reasons why Austin had an 11 curfew is because he had a girlfriend.
My curfew's always been 12.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What age?
Since I guess it's hard because I never really, like, even discussed a curfew with my parents because I was never really out past 12. It's like when I was, like, Luke's age, 13, 14, 15, when I didn't have a car. We had no reason to be out even close to 12, so I was always home around
dinner. Well, and if you were staying out late, that's because your parents, like, were
playing. Right, exactly.
Because they would be the one picking you up.
Right? Exactly, yeah. I mean, that all changes when you get a car and you start deciding when you really are coming home.
Or when you literally only hang out with people that are older than you that hang out till 12, like me. I'm just saying, sometimes it's really annoying when I'm the only one that has to leave when everyone else hangs out till 12.
And it's annoying because then I have to drive you.
Audrey, what's your curfew situation look like?
Mine is 12, but my mom is like really lenient about it. So if I'm like out doing something, she'll be like, okay, it's fine. Basically with her, she can't sleep until I'm home. And so she doesn't like to stay up super late. And so it'll be like 12:15 or 12:30 and she'll just be like, you need to come home like right now. And I'll get home and she'll be like, you can't stay out late. But she doesn't really get mad at me. So I don't know. It's just like a lenient be home by, you're supposed to be home by 12. But if it's like a couple minutes after, you're fine.
Does anything change the curfew? Can you make it, can you do something to make it sooner?
Yes.
Or is there anything you can say that mom and dad might be like, yeah, okay, I'll let you stay out
late. The rides. You have to get
stuff. Even for me.
Claire, make sure your parents don't listen to this.
I don't think they'll even care otherwise. Because I actually do give a lot of people rides.
The rides can make it later, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's truthful, sometimes that's not. But that might buy you a few minutes, right?
It buys me like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Sometimes. Is there anything that you're doing that might make longer?
Yeah, I was going to say, my parents are a lot larger where they're very lenient. If I just let them know what's going on. Like, actually, a few nights ago, we were out on the Stratosphere, and we were with a big group of people, which actually is sketchy after midnight. But
that's Naked City.
Yeah, that is a little bit scary. I'm surprised they did let me stay out. But I think it was just because we were in a big group, and we were all there, and my parents knew where we were, and it was Sadie, so it was a special occasion. So I think that's a big thing is, like, dances, they'll let us stay out longer. Or if you're in, like, big groups of people, that, like, my parents know what we're doing and where we're at and who I'm with.
Or if you're, like, for me, I could definitely stay out past 11 if I'm, like, with Claire. Like family.
Yeah, same with me. If I'm just like, oh, I'm just with Luke, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, honestly, like, it always works. I'll just be like, even if we were hanging out in a group in Claire's, I'll just be like, I'm hanging out with Claire. It's fine.
And with Audrey too, they really like Audrey, so they'll be like, oh, it's okay. Or my friend Bella, like when I'm at her house, I could stay to her house. Like I'll get home sometimes even like past 12 a little bit if I'm just at her house, because really what's so bad about being at my best friend's house past 12?
Yeah. You're
just like watching a movie or something.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, honestly, like multiple times we've hung out just watching like in Claire's room, like watching a movie to 12:30, honestly.
That's another good excuse is like, if they ask you, you're like, oh, I'm just finishing them. It'll buy you another.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so I do think, who you're with is important. Now, what about pulling your curfew? Is that ever a consequence?
Never.
Or is it just you can't go out?
I've had a you can't go out. I've never had a you have an earlier curfew.
So there's not been an instance where your parents were like, I don't know how I feel about this. Be home at 10 instead of 11.
Yeah. And honestly, rarely I get shut down, grounded where I can't go anywhere.
I remember only one time I've gotten punished with my curfew is I had a sleepover with my friend when I wasn't supposed to have a sleepover. And they were like, okay, for this whole week, you have to come home at 9. And it was like a week in the summer. And I was like, that is literally torture. It was awful. Like coming home at 9 on a week in the summer. When people start hanging out at 9 in the summer, I guess I don't really have a lot of reasons to get in trouble now.
Honestly, yeah. what I think curfews should be is they should try to make it as close as your friends as possible, just so it's everyone's the same, where everyone's equal.
Why?
Just so it's, just like Claire said, like both of us don't have to leave just so she could take me home while they're still hanging out, while you're missing out. Especially because, like, you have FOMO.
All right, hold on, pause. Mom, how do you feel about that from a parent's perspective? Because I know what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care what other people do.
Yeah.
But just like out of convenience, you know, right. That Claire has to drive your kid home and she has to leave.
She's my niece.
That's why if like I'm with like Zoe or any like some of my other friends I drive, I'll be like, they can't take me home till this time. So unless you want to come get me right now, I have to stay out till this late. And sometimes that works.
Yeah, and
where it's like 11:20 because they don't want to leave all their other friends.
Yeah, every time Luke hangs out with me, I'm like, you should just have a sleepover tonight so I don't have to drive you home at the end of the night. So every single weekend, Luke has a sleepover.
I sleep over a house once a week.
And it's not because of the curfew, it's just because I just don't want to drive like over 15 minutes at the end, especially like in the middle of the night. It's just like, I'm tired. I'm like, Luke, just sleep on the couch like you always do. My family will just wake up and like, oh, Luke's here again.
They're like, oh, Luke's here again. And then they let me sleep in too. They're literally like watching like movies on the couch. I'm sleeping on the couch. It's so funny. And I wake up, they're all like doing dances in front of me. And I'm like, nice.
It's funny coming from a parent's perspective because I have to parent my kids the way I think is best for my kids. And that's not reflective of anybody else's parenting their kids. And I would never, ever say to another parent, your kids are out way too late.
Any kid would assume you have a curfew.
I didn't.
You can't just think I could stay out till however long I want.
I was allowed to.
I did too.
Oh, what? Wait, hold on. What was your curfew?
I didn't have one.
How's that fair then that you turned out perfectly Idaho. Fine?
No, I think I grew up under very different circumstances. I grew up in the 90s in Rexburg, Idaho. There's no technology. We didn't have phones. Nobody was recording the stupid stuff that I did to blast it to the rest of the world. It doesn't mean I didn't do stupid stuff.
It was so,
yeah, but of course, and it was a small town. There just wasn't as much danger. It was like the worst things we would do is we'd ride our bikes like McDonald's and they had this ball pit and we would sneak inside the ball pit midnight or whatever. So yeah, it's like it's Rexburg, Idaho. Or we'd go risky. Climb on the tractors in the tractor shop downtown.
The picture.
But oh, yeah. Rexburg, Idaho in the 90s. Yeah. So
but
we weren't causing.
Jeremy, Vegas, Sin City.
So here's how it worked though. I didn't have a curfew, but I was very flexible with my parents. And my parents were very much into, I just want to know what you're doing. So if I was doing something with my cousins and we're going to be out till 1 or 2 in the morning, it was fine. I didn't have to ask permission. I just needed to keep them updated. But if they said, I don't know how I feel about this tonight, then I'd be like, all right, I'll be home earlier. Like I just had to be flexible with them.
So something I think maybe it was Audrey had said about her parents not going to sleep until they're home. My parents are the same way. And I saw you nod at that. Wait, so were your parents like that? Or
so my
like
dad
that?
Would go to sleep, but my mom would be awake.
Yes.
But it was like one of those like not awake, wake. My mom doesn't sleep anyway, but she'd be in bed trying to sleep. And then I'd get home and she'd say goodnight and go to bed.
See, that's I think just out of respect for my mom. Like I know I could stay out till 3 a.m. and I probably wouldn't even get a text. Mm-hmm. But I know that just like. My mom isn't
how do you
going
know
to bed.
If you don't try?
Because I have tried. But I mean, it's every time I come home, even I think it was New Year's Eve, I stay up to 3 and yeah. I got in trouble the next day, but I didn't get a message or anything. And I walked back in and the lights were on and my mom was still awake watching TV. And it's like that every single time I come home. So I do feel guilty, you know?
Yeah, I feel that's how I feel. It's not I'm like, I don't know. I feel just bad because I'm like, obviously she wants to sleep and I feel bad for staying out late. Doing who knows what, and she literally like won't sleep well either.
What
if
she's
I'm
willing to sacrifice for that for you?
Wait, what?
My mom was willing to sacrifice that, right? Now she was trying to sleep, but she was also like, it's okay if Jeremy wants to go out and have friends. He's, you know, I was getting closer to being an adult. I need to learn those boundaries. I'll be honest, most nights I was home before 12.
Once you get that freedom though. Yeah. You're just, I'll just be home before 12.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like.
It's exactly what it was. Maybe one night out of a month, I'd be out.
And honestly, there's not much to do past 12.
Well, that was my whole thing with Luke. What could you possibly be doing good past midnight? And honestly, you're probably doing nothing bad. But maybe my own insecurities of growing up and what was going on past midnight. I knew what was going on past midnight. And. Wanting to make sure my kids aren't involved in that same stuff that was going on past midnight.
Now that I do the psychology stuff, my kids are going to have a curfew. I know myself and I knew I made good decisions. I was fine. I'm not saying my kids won't, but now I understand how the brain works. And your brain systematically shuts down after being awake for 14 hours. So at 14 hours, parts of your brain start to shut down. And after you get to a certain point, your frontal lobe isn't working. And your frontal lobe is what your impulse control, your judgment, your reasoning. You're dumb. Basically,
yeah. Good thing I sleep in.
I didn't know there was like actual psychological effects.
Yeah, I didn't.
So your brain systematically starts to shut down parts as you're awake because it's conserving energy. It needs to make sure that you can survive if a bear attacks you. But the frontal lobe is one of those things where when you don't have your frontal lobe, you do not make good decisions. It's impossible to make good decisions.
This is the best part of the podcast when he gets all like sciencey, you know?
There's some reasoning behind it. I'm sure we've all heard it. The Holy Ghost goes to bed at 11. Or
I never actually heard that
good,
one, but
nothing
I told that
happened.
To my mom. I told that to my mom once. I was like, yeah, my friends, their curfew's like 12 because their parents say that the Holy Ghost goes about 12. And she like used that against me. That's terrible.
It, on a Friday, if you're up at 5 or 5:30 for seminary, and you start seminary at 6. So how 12 hours is 6. So at 8 o'clock, your brain, not in a crazy way, like those first few hours are pretty fine. But after that, your reaction time starts to go down, and eventually that judgment goes out the window.
I never really thought about it that way. Like, obviously on a Saturday, it's going to be a different story. Yeah. But a Friday where I'm, like, up at 7 a.m. and then I'm out till 12, I honestly, now that you say that, I feel like on those Friday nights, like...
You're more stupid.
Remember Sadie's last year? When we were up at the crack of dawn, and we drove to, like, yes. almost St. George for... And we went all day. We went till, like, 1 a.m., And by the end of the night, I remember you and me were...
I was done.
And, like, insane. We looked like we had cracked
yeah.
out.
Yeah. No, literally. It was we had had crazy. An energy drink, like, midway, too. And we were, it was, like, a mixture of, like, sleep deprivation yeah. and, like, caffeine. And then just, I don't even know.
It's like our all. So it's like our, Clara, like, our all-nighters. We literally have, like, nothing to do. We're like, let's pull an all-nighter. For no reason. Let's make brownies.
And those are probably fun. Those are probably fun nights, right?
Yeah.
But part of that is because inhibitions are gone.
It's
right?
Like, we don't need drugs. We just need sleep deprivation.
Giggling at stupid stuff that you don't.
We have a cure for drugs.
Stay up all nighter. Yeah,
when
drinks.
All the cousins are like staying up, that's always when we're like the most laughiest.
No, but funny.
It's we're like, so funny.
Here's the thing. Somebody that's not. That sleep deprived is like, what's wrong with these people? But you guys think it's hilarious.
So does that affect like the same part of your brain as like alcohol? I think you had said something like
yeah,
it
the
takes
probe,
it,
yeah.
And it that's just takes away your sense. That's crazy.
So
I've never
same thing with
that.
An active addiction. Anytime there's an active addiction, and it doesn't matter what kind of addiction, it could be a chemical, it could be a process like gambling, shopping, or sex. If that addiction has been there for a while, that frontal lobe atrophies. Wow. So those people are operating at that level all the time. They don't even need the sleep deprivation. Their frontal lobe is shrunk up to 60%. And so it's only 40% effective now all day, every day.
Plus the sleep deprivation.
Then you add sleep deprivation.
On. Now my parents are going to push, make my curfew
right,
not as late because they don't
us.
Want me to act drunk now.
You don't even remember those nights when everything starts to get funny and you're like, wow, yes. We're so tired. And that
was like when we were driving to Brian Head and everything was funny and my siblings were like, you guys aren't funny. And I'm like, yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are. That was so funny. We're like literally in the backseat like dying laughing over everything. And then like Remy and Avery, like all of our other cousins are like, that was not even funny, and we're like dying laughing over the dumbest stuff.
So trust your parents, guys. Like parents, like they know it because they've been there. Now, I think there's room for negotiation. I think it's okay to be like, hey, mom, especially just one thing I always tell kids, don't just throw it on them that day. If next week there's this thing happening and you might want to be out till 12 and your curfew's 11, start saying, hey, mom, there's at least a week before, so I'm prepping for it. Because if it's the same day, likely answer is no.
Yeah, also, I think it could come down to trust. Do your parents trust you after your curfew?
And do your parents trust your friends?
Well, I would. Yeah. That's, for me, more so, it's a lot of times if I don't know the kids as well, and I don't know maybe where they come from or what their interests are, what their likes are, and I don't know who they are. And so I have to say, yeah, just be home at 11. Just,
yeah.
For me, it's because I just feel better. Yeah. But like
mom
I said,
gets,
if I know who you're with,
mom gets
yeah.
Rare
and
that,
if I
that's
know
basically,
who you're with.
Yeah, that's basically why it's, if I'm with Claire or Audrey or like Callan, like any other close friends that my mom knows, it's fine.
Yeah, so there's sometimes it's been fine. We can negotiate. I like to think I'm pretty reasonable.
No, she is. She is. Because if I am home past 11, I'm texting her. This is where I am. I'm on my way. I'm on
that's
Craig.
The other
I'm
key.
In the gate.
Yes.
That, so, yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah, he's pretty.
You probably
that.
Just wake up to like a million texts of where.
No, I don't sleep until you get home.
For sure, because you always text me. I'm going to sleep. The door's
well,
unlocked.
No, I'm like I'm in bed. The door's unlocked.
Oh, okay.
So how many times have I said on here? If your parents' anxiety about you is high, they do crazy crap, right? Because they're trying to control it. So you texting and saying, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. This is who I'm with." Being communicative with them is going to help lower their anxiety.
I had a friend where. She, in 2019 fall, she had just gotten her license and stuff, and I had just gotten my license, so we were, like, always, like, out driving and stuff, and she was not vocal with her mom about what she was doing and where she was. All her mom could see was, like, her, like, tracking on her phone, and her mom would flip on her because her mom would be texting her and be like, where are you? What are you doing? When are you going to be home? And she just would be, like, annoyed, so she wouldn't respond. But now she'll call her mom. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. And we could be at the same place that we were in fall 2019, yep. And she wouldn't be mad because we were just vocal with her.
Yep. That's it. Communication and respect.
Yep.
I think just like we were talking about earlier, like, I come home because I respect my mom. You know, I could stay out later, and I don't. I think I used to be more of a rebellious kid, and I would push the boundaries a little bit more. But, you know, I think as kids become more vocal with their parents and more understanding with their parents, I think the parents show the same way back. I've always felt like, at least.
Yep.
Yeah, I think also with the whole curfew thing, you could also think of like sleepovers, as in like what are you doing past this time? Because honestly, if you have a sleepover with a friend, you're not going to bed at 11.
No sleepovers.
Exactly. A lot of people, no sleepovers. And I get that rule. That totally makes sense to me. But
family's
then,
a little different though.
Yeah, family is definitely different. And also, if it's you really know this person, you really know their family, I think it's also just your levels of trust and being comfortable with and knowing exactly what you're doing.
Like I said, that is true. I think the communication between parents and kids, and that's what we emphasize all the time,
yep,
is parents, we need to listen to our kids and listen to where they're coming from, listen to what their needs are, because there might be a need that they do need to stay out later, especially going through everything right now with these kids. And if you guys do have a chance to get out and be with a group of kids and you need to stay a little later, then that's probably going to be more healthy for their mental state.
If my 15-year-old today said, hey, Dad, tomorrow my friends want to go play in the park, I'm going to play, I don't know, flashlight tag or something at a park at 3 a.m., I'm probably going to find a way to make that happen. Even if that means I got to be there just to sit in the parking lot, make sure everything's okay. Look for those opportunities.
Yeah. And someone told me when my kids were really little, don't look for chances to say no. And that goes along with like curfews or with whatever it is. As a parent, don't just look for reasons to say no to your kids. And so try and find excuses to say yes when they ask for things.
Luke, anything you want to negotiate about your curfew, or is your curfew?
An 11 o'clock curfew is fine. But also, it does sometimes get annoying when my other friends are 12. But honestly, it's fine since we have a good sense of communication, especially late at night. And then also when if we're like going to places, I feel like if I'm with Claire, we go to McDonald's, I don't need to let you know, stuff like that. Unless if you want to know, I'll tell you.
My family tracks me, but I don't think they ever look at it, because my parents always text me like at one point in the night. They go, what you doing? Who are you with? And where are you?
There's always, you know? Find your iPhone. It could always access.
Yeah, I think so. They just track me just to like for safety reasons, because I don't think they ever. I don't think they like look at it all the time, like for fun.
Yeah. I just, what's going to be fun is someday you guys are going to look back and be like, oh, I remember when we did all this podcast, we talked about all these topics. When you guys are parents, you're going to go, oh, okay, now I know why my parents did certain things. And I try and tell my kids all the time, the reason I do this is because I always try to give them a reason. I never just make a ruling or decision because I said, I always try and give them a reason, not just to be a nag and be a grumpy mom. Safety is one, like you said, safety is definitely an issue. And the last thing we want to do is see our kids in trouble in any way, shape, or form. And we can't always prevent that, but if we can help, it's like I tell Luke all the time, just try and get through high school without doing something stupid. These are just such short years of your life, because once you get out of high school, then you realize what sometimes some of the things weren't that important. And let's just try and get out of high school and make it the best of it that we can. And as parents, we just want to assist you in those goals, get you onto college, get you on to the next phase of your life, emotionally healthy, physically healthy, intelligent, all the aspects of
it. And I remember in like middle school, even actually it's still now, like all my friends are like, your mom's so awesome, like she's so chill with anything you do, because whenever they ask to hang out, I could basically always do it whenever I want. I'll just be like, hey mom, like can I go over to Cal's? Like, yeah, it's fine. It's always like that. And they always honestly thought my mom was like so cool, because she'd always let me do that one. Other parents would just say no just because.
That's because that's the advice that I raised when I was young. Don't look for reasons to say no.
But that takes a sacrifice on your mom's part. I hope you recognize that, because it wasn't like somebody had to get you there, or she had to adjust her schedule to do something sometimes to make that work. It's a good thing to recognize.
But I think I've gotten to the point where honestly, my mom rarely has to pick me up from stuff now, just because I feel like
it's like his personal.
You know, so excited when
Luke gets his license. I'm so excited for that day.
Let's use Uber.
Honestly, I should just become an Uber driver at this
point. I have a mom. She had an 18-year-old who hadn't gotten their license yet. And so she signed up for Uber. And anytime he wanted a ride, he had to request a ride through her and pay her.
That's smart. Well, I mean, that's just getting. You don't even have to do the permit. You might as well just get your license. Yeah.
No, thanks, so guys, for all your thoughts and your comments. Luke, do you want to close us out?
I just think have a good communication with your parents. If you want to have a later curfew, at least don't just do it. Definitely talk with your parents.
You got to respect the current for a curfew before you can ever have that conversation.
Exactly. And if you don't think you have a curfew, just know that no matter what, all parents want you home to be safe.
If you don't have a curfew, just like you always do have a curfew. Like, I don't know every single parent, but like most parents don't want their kid just to be gone the whole entire night.
My parents did.
Emphasis on most.
If you don't have a curfew, it's probably evidence that you have a good communication, and they know you're not going to be out till all hours of the morning. Yeah. So maybe that's evidence of something there.
Of a good relationship between your parents. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening about us talk about curfews.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can be found on Facebook at mindthegap-teenstalkwelisten or on Instagram at mindthegap.welisten.